You're listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Cause now it ain't me, babe.
Okay.
It ain't me.
Do you want to tell everybody why you're singing?
Looking for. It's because I thought it was really interesting how, because you've always been a Bob Dylan fan. You said that from a professional standpoint, because I know you know singing and you're really good at singing. You're like, you consider Bob Dylan to be one of the most beautiful singers. And I was like, wow, interesting.
I wish everybody could see me rolling my eyes at this moment right now. This would all be lies. But the reason we're talking about this is because yesterday it turned into like an 8-hour discussion about Bob Dylan and technique and musical ability and technicalities and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah. And we agree on some of it, actually. We do.
We do. We agree that Bob Dylan
would not win American Idol.
Would not win American Idol. That is for sure. But technically, when it comes to, I would say, songwriting, I don't personally resonate with his music, but I can see where other people would. So I'm like, no shade to that.
Well, and you like It Ain't Me, Babe.
Yes, I do like that song. And we were singing it. We were covering that song. And we were just realizing it was so difficult. And we're like, why is this so difficult?
Like, he doesn't know what he's doing.
I know. I was like, from a songwriter standpoint, I'm not a songwriter. But I know enough about music to be able.
How it should be written. You know that the verse one, and then if verse one goes straight into the chorus, and there's no bridge. If it does that, then verse two should be the same chords and the same kind of vibe. And then the second chorus should be the same, right?
Right.
Dylan did not have that, at least in that song.
He did not. That song was really complicated. We were like, why is this so hard?
It was hard to play it on the guitar, too. It was interesting.
Right. He was playing it on the guitar. I was singing it. And we were just like, this is not meshing. It's because the second verse is completely different than the first verse. No,
he did it on purpose.
And the chords changed. Yeah.
How cool. You know what? I want you to watch the movie with Timothée Chalamet.
What is the movie called?
A Complete Unknown.
Okay. Because I don't mind watching it.
I think you would like it. It's a great actor. It's a good story. You know, you don't even have to like really Bob Dylan. It's just a good movie. I mean, it's obviously Bob Dylan, but.
Right. And I like movies like that. Like movies that are based on like either actual events or like, you know.
Like Bohemian Rhapsody and like Elvis. And like, so this is right up your alley.
Yeah. So I probably would like it. Mm-hmm. But now that we're speaking about like music and stuff like that, I want to go into, I kind of showed you a little bit this morning about the Michael Jackson movie coming out.
Which I had no idea there was a MJ movie coming out.
Yeah, and I'll have to show you the trailer to it because it looks fantastic. But the cool...
Is it coming out in 2026?
I thought it was coming out this year, but probably next year, I think. Yeah. Because I just... It's just called Michael. But don't play it because... Yeah. But anyways, the reason that I was talking about that this morning was because his nephew, Jafar Jackson, who is Jermaine.
Looks like him too.
Yeah, who is Jermaine Jackson's son, is actually playing him in the movie. And it is wild how much he sounds like Michael.
And he's like, I don't really sing very much.
And he has the most amazing voice. And so I was showing Jet that this morning. And
so it is 2026. I don't know if it necessarily has a date on it yet.
Okay.
Oh, expected April 24th.
Okay. So in April. So I'm just really excited. And I know you're not like you like Michael Jackson, right?
Yes, I do. I know he's the king of pop, and I think he's got an amazing voice. He's got amazing dance. When you see him on stage, he's captivating. I remember what Super Bowl was it where he just stood there for 2 minutes straight? And I'm like, that's the king of anticipation. Like, he's up on there, and you're like, is the TV frozen? Is like, what, you know? And he's just standing there for 2 minutes straight. And then he goes into it. Like, I think he's captivating. Is he like my favorite type of music? No. Like, if I hear Beat It, I go, all right, turn that on. You know, like, I like his music and I appreciate his greatness, but it's just like not my.
Well, of course it's not. You're a 60s guy.
Not even that. It's like, not even that. Like, I, like, it just, maybe it's just not. I don't know. I love him for like who he is and like how great he is. It's just like,
well, you have to remember,
this is a controversial thing I'm going to say. Like, Queen also isn't like my favorite either.
Yeah. Okay.
But I know that they're great. And Freddie Mercury is obviously like amazing.
Right. Well, also I think it's the genre, because you are a rock and roll guy. Queen wasn't necessarily rock and roll. I wouldn't classify it as rock and roll. Michael Jackson was pop, 80s pop.
Yeah, exactly. And my 80s are like the Smiths and the Cure.
Right. So you're like, yeah.
Success.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that kind of stuff, if I'm thinking 80s.
Yeah.
But when I hear Queen's I Want to Break Free, the I want to, I'm not even saying that. That is a banger of a song, though. And like, there's some Queen songs that I like and some Michael songs that I like, but for me, I go, oh, I know I'm witnessing greatness, and I don't have to resonate with it as much, but I go, okay, they're great.
Right.
Yeah.
And I get that, because I can appreciate somebody that can sing really well. Yeah. So it doesn't really matter, like,
Sam Smith.
What, yeah, okay, let me just talk about Sam Smith for a minute. Like,
yuck.
Okay.
No, I shouldn't say that, but.
Okay, so.
Yuck.
It's so funny, because I do not like Sam Smith's voice. I don't like his music, but can he sing? Yes, that boy is talented.
That's how I am. I just think, ugh, I just would never want to listen to a Sam Smith song. It's just so boring. And that, you know what? Aside from Titanic, I mean, I think that the Titanic soundtrack is more nostalgic for me. But like, I know, is Celine Dion a great singer?
Yes.
I don't think I would really cared to listen to Celine Dion either, but I know she sings pretty. So that's the same thing with Celine, or I mean with Sam Smith. I'm like, dude, everyone knows you can sing. Now shut up.
Okay, I get it. But the other thing about Sam Smith is, yesterday, I think you were there when I was watching the video of Sam Smith singing
in the alleyway or something.
Yeah, he was singing in an alley with a bunch of people, and like, he sounded so much better than with the studio edits.
Is he pop? What is Sam Smith?
See, that's, I don't know. I don't like the genre. Yeah, I don't like the songs he is, but he was singing this regular, normal song. And I was like, wow, I actually like his voice better, not edited.
I put Sam Smith in a, then I was trying to spell genre and then it said gender. No, Sam Smith genre. It says dance electronic.
Oh, weird.
Musically, Smith's music is pop, soul, dance, and R&B.
Okay, so that right there is probably why I am not a huge fan of him. I don't like that kind of music.
I don't really like pop. I mean, I guess there's some songs that are okay. Dance and R. I don't really know if I'm a fan of R&B.
I don't like R&B.
Yeah, I don't think I do either. Yeah. But who's an R&B artist? Let's see.
I don't even know.
It's like... Yeah, I don't think I just... Yeah, I must not... Okay, R&B artists are like Usher. No.
Well, I like Usher.
R. Kelly.
No.
Is it because you don't like his music, or is it because of his...
I don't like his songs.
Oh, okay. Chris Brown. Janet Jackson.
Yes.
Stevie Wonder.
I don't love Janet Jackson's. I love...
Al Green's cool.
That. I don't even know who that is. Maybe I have to see a picture. Al Green. Do you guys know who Al Green is?
No.
Al Green. What does he sing?
Let's Stay Together. I can't play it.
Oh.
But.
I don't even know who that is. He's showing me a picture. I'm like, I don't know who that is. Whatever.
Beyonce is R&B.
Okay, I don't love Beyonce.
I don't even know any of her songs. Michael Jackson's R&B. I thought he was pop.
So, well, I would say pop. More pop. I guess he has some like R&B in there, but like.
Aretha Franklin.
Okay, she has a great voice. Don't love her stuff.
You know who I think is cool? Oh, Sam Cooke. That's not who I was going to say, but he's cool. Is Nina Simone.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, I showed you her, and I was like, how amazing is she? And you were like, eh, she's okay. She's the, oh, Cinnamon, where you gonna run to?
Oh, okay.
Cinnamon, or the birds flying high, and I'm feeling good.
Dun. Oh, okay. I know that song.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I'm tone deaf, so if it didn't sound right, that's probably why.
I want to teach Jet how to belt, because you had a belt.
Oh, I wear a belt, yeah.
For those of you that don't know, belting is a musical theater technique. How you
clench.
No, you don't clench. You let it all out. Oh. Let it. And you did it yesterday, and you were completely on tune.
I did. What was I singing yesterday?
I don't know, but we both looked at him when he did it, and we're like, yes. That's right. That's correct.
But it didn't sound good, though. So you know what? So, and we can know, and going back to Bob Dylan, not that we have to talk about Bob Dylan again, but as an example, going back to him, I think he knows how to hold a tune. It just doesn't sound good. Or is he completely not even hitting tunes? Like the
Well, being tone deaf and being able to sing, like, he's not tone deaf.
Right, but he just doesn't sound.
But he's not a good singer.
Right, so that's what I think. I can probably
learn Jet,
how to hit the note.
No, Jet, you're tone deaf, so you have a better voice than Bob Dylan when you sing. Just hearing it, if you can hear it in your mind, you can spit it out through your mouth. You can't do that. You hear it in your mind. Of course you can. You have ears.
Like, no, the tone. I can hear the different notes, and I can hear the different, like, things.
But you cannot. You can't do that. You can't. No. If I tell you to sing Twinkle Twinkle.
Okay. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. As
one note. No. No. That was completely wrong.
Was it?
It completely wrong. You didn't have one note right. But that's okay. It's just because you can't hear it. Yeah. You can't hear. You hear it in your mind. You know how it goes, but you cannot, like, verbalize.
No, babe, it ain't me you're looking for. Business.
That was way better.
Was it?
Yeah, but we also sang it like 5,000 times yesterday.
Well, no, I think I have to pick an artist that doesn't sound good, because then if I also don't sound good, then they're like, oh.
But anybody can learn how to sing. So that's the thing. Is that
my question is, if I can technically learn how to sing, it's still, if I don't have an aesthetically pleasing voice already, like, yeah, I can learn how to, but it's still going to be like not good.
No, your voice can be real. There's a lot of artists that are tone deaf out there that can sing.
Really?
Yeah. We looked this up before. The fact is you can learn how to sing. You can learn. Yeah, you can learn how to sing, but it's really going to be hard for you to be able to hit the correct notes unless you wrote the song. So you would have to really study on hitting the correct notes.
You know, I don't know why I thought this was funny. Do you know who's tone deaf?
Who?
Paris Hilton.
Why? She's not a singer.
Don't know. A short-lived music career. Many critics described her performance style as poor, and her first and only album received negative reviews. I didn't even know she had an album. But speaking of Paris Hilton, did you ever watch The Simple Life with her and Nicole Richie?
I did.
How epic was that show?
It was pretty funny. Who else is tone deaf? I'm curious.
Sharon Osbourne. Actually, we talked about Ozzy. Do you think Ozzy's tone deaf?
I don't know, because I haven't, like.
But he's not good.
No, he's not a singer. Who?
This said hearing loss. I saw Beethoven. It says Beethoven, the composer, began losing his hearing in his mid-20s and compensated by feeling the vibrations of his piano through his hands and notes. The California Symphony. Oh, that's a different thing.
Did you just say gooch?
I did.
You are so, whatever. You are, whatever. Who else is, we already knew Beethoven was deaf. Well, I did.
Oh, here we go. This is a new link I'm going to say. Okay, hold on. So it says on here, James Franco.
Okay, but these are people that don't sing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, look up professional singers that are tone deaf. That's what you should look up. Because there are plenty of them.
Oh, and these are like people back in the day.
So my mom growing up was a fantastic singer until she lost her vocal cord like I did. Anyways, she was tone deaf, but my mom has a beautiful voice when she sings.
She was tone deaf?
My mom is
tone deaf. How do you hit did she just know how to – because it doesn't make sense to me because I'm tone deaf and I can't hit the notes.
Right, but sometimes like if you sing with someone – you kind of follow their, like, their lead, and it doesn't sound, like, horrible.
So this one says, you know, it's so funny that we're talking about it. So it says, singers known for unconventional or tone-deaf performances, Bob Dylan.
So he was tone-deaf.
His nasal talk-singing style has been described as unconventional or even tone-deaf, although he is a highly influential songwriter. You know who another one is? William Hung.
Oh my gosh. He was on American Idol.
She bangs. She bangs.
Yeah, that's right.
Who are deaf or hard of hearing? I don't know any of these.
No, we're talking tone deaf. Is that it?
I think so.
No, there's probably plenty more that are tone deaf. It's okay. We don't have to keep going on this, but.
But it's interesting because this has been a week of singing and I'm so. Music plays a huge factor in my life, huge factor. And because Olivia and I have, it's so interesting with our music taste. We have certain music tastes that align.
Oh, completely.
Perfectly. And then we have certain music tastes that are completely on the opposite end. So the people that we are aligned with, we agree, Ethel Kane, Blink 182, there's other, you know, all that stuff, right? And then there's songs that I'm like, oh, I love this song, and I'll show it to you. And you're like, why do you like that? I'm like, it's cool. And I like that you challenge me too sometimes. You're like, well, what makes it cool? I'm like, it's cool, man.
Yeah, well, I like to know, like, okay, it's cool, but cool is very subjective. And it's like, what do you think is cool about it? Is it the guitar? Is it the vocals? Is it that it just comes in with like a bang? You know what I mean? Like, what is it about? And I do this a lot with just my friends in general. I'm like, why do you like it? Or why do you believe that? Like, or why do you, like, I'm not trying to debate it. I'm just trying to see.
Understand.
I'm trying to understand.
Yeah.
Like, why? Like, what is so fascinating about this topic? Like, whatever topic we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. And some of it probably is the image because I like a good lyricist, like the Dangerous Summer. I channel a lot of my poetry from that and Ethel Kane. I love their lyrics. But like Led Zeppelin had some like mythology lyrics and like you would think he's in like a Chronicles of Narnia thing, headspace. But some of that is because I think Led Zeppelin looked cool.
Yeah, and so we talked about this yesterday. The look. You like the look. Rolled out of bed. You don't care what people think. You pop in a cigarette and you're like, oh, I don't give an F about what people think of me.
Like that. He rolled out of bed, messy hair, smoking a cigarette, made a cup of coffee, and then wrote his iconic song and in his underwear, and then we're talking about it 60 years later. Robert Plant looked more put together, and he was just the typical rock star, long, curly hair, wearing women's blouses of the girls that he took last, you know, like that he hooked up with last night, and now he's wearing their blouse on stage.
It's
like a hoorah.
And like to me, I'm like, I didn't know who Robert Plant was until I met you.
But you knew who Led Zeppelin was.
I did, but like I think people know it as Led Zeppelin. They don't know as Robert Plant. And the thing about Robert Plant is that like he was not handsome. He was not good looking. We talked about this yesterday. You were like, you don't think this is great? Oh, him wearing a blouse and like.
Do you ever watch like those reaction videos of people? Like, watch. Well, you probably don't, but there's, like, a YouTube thing where you can go, like, if you love a certain band, like, if you, like, Blink 182 reactions, it'll be people that, like, aren't familiar with Blink 182. And I went through it. Sometimes it would pop up on my thing, on my YouTube, and it would be, like, Led Zeppelin. It'd be, like, this, like, teenage girl or, like, young girl who's, like, I'm a hip-hop girl. I don't know anything about rock and roll. And then they would watch videos of Led Zeppelin, and Robert Plant would come on stage, and they're, like, all the girls are, like, oh my gosh, who is that? It's because like his stage presence and his, I don't know, he just, I thought
see,
he
was, I look, so I look at him and I think the long hair, the hairy chest, the women's blouse, it looks ridiculously stupid. Was he dressed like that when you met him?
Well, no, because he was 76 years old.
Well, it doesn't matter. If he thinks he's all that, he could do that at 76,
no.
Right?
He was dressed in, like, cargo shorts, and then he had, like, a man purse. He still has the hair.
He had a man purse?
He had the man
purse. He had the merch?
A lot of people would say yes. Robert Plant in his prime was considered insanely attractive. The wild curls, the swagger, the voice, the shirtless confidence. That's just ChatGPT, but...
Yeah, but it's interesting to hear that because I was like, what? You liked him? Really?
Well, I think he's cool. Coming from a straight guy, I think like...
You have a little bit of a man crush.
So from a straight guy who's not attracted to men, I would say like if I looked like him, I wouldn't be mad about that.
Yeah, you look 20 times better than Robert Plant does. That is sick. He's showing me a picture and I don't get it. I don't get it.
Nothing?
Nothing. Not attract. Okay, go back to that picture. So he's showing me this picture, and his face is okay. I want to cut his hair, take him, and, like, give him a makeover.
See, you know what? I think you have to like this style of rock, because he looked like that when I met him. You have to like this style of man, because you know what? Because when you think of Robert Plant, who's blonde, long hair, and you think of Paul Walker, who's blonde, short hair, clean cut, this is just a different style.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I want to take him and give him a makeover because he doesn't have an ugly face. But everything else on him is ugly. I don't do hair. The hairy chest is disgusting. The necklace, the women's blouse, I don't like the whole package.
Well, speaking of package, he was also famously known for his package. So he would wear really tight bell bottoms and he would see everything that he was showing, and girls were like, oh my god, like, you can see his hog. He was famously
that does that's that. to me, that's like not, that's not impressive, but like, that's crazy to me.
He just liked, I said, well, it was a power move back in the 70s. Whoever he hooked up with the night before, he's like, I'm gonna wear. And then the famous, now 50 years later, like, I wonder whose grandma's blouse that was he was wearing now.
That's crazy. Can you imagine, you know, that picture of him, that famous picture of him where he's wearing the blouse? Whose was that? Is she still alive? Did she always say, this is mine? This was my shirt.
Well, especially if it's the Dove picture, because the most famous picture is this. Like, how, aside from Ozzy biting a bat, like, back in the day, like, how did a man smoking a cigarette, drinking a beer, get a Dove to land on him in the middle of thousands of people?
I have a question. So this picture, he's obviously shirtless, sort of. He has a little bit of a girl's blouse on.
His blouse is.
Do you like that? The hairiness is disgusting.
He's not that hairy.
Let's zoom in.
Well, he's obviously in shape.
Okay, well, whatever. Okay, well, let's move off of Robert Plant. Let's go to somebody else.
Tom
DeLonge. Okay, let's talk about Blink 182. Let's talk about Blink 182 for a minute.
But I think he's cool too.
I love him. Okay. But at the same time, can he sing? Absolutely not. He whines, and he, like, he's a whiner. And I think that that's why people like Blink-182, is because he's like, Digger, where are you?
Where are you?
That's why, because...
I'm so sorry.
So it's because, yeah, it's because of that. Like, people love that. Like, if he just sang it, where are you? That doesn't sound good.
Yeah, I think you're right. It represents a whole, for me, it represents being young, like in school still, skating around, had to be, being in my adolescence, and like hearing Tom DeLonge talk about boning Mark's dad.
That's funny that you're like, your adolescence. I was an adult in the 2000s.
But even now, at 32 years old, I love Blink.
And yeah,
like,
agreed.
You can get too old to like love them, but when they were on top of the world, like when, like, oh my gosh, I mean, Enema of the State came out in like 99 or 2000. I was young, so I didn't probably listen to it till for like a few years after that.
Right. Were you ever into like heavy metal?
Not really. I remember Disturbed was cool. I don't even. No, that's not really heavy metal. Like heavy metal, I guess I would consider is like the stuff that's like. And I don't like that.
So, but I liked Guns N' Roses and like Metallica. Yeah. That was all in the same, like, I think, category.
I like that stuff. I remember, well, from a guitar, like when anybody learns how to play a guitar, you have certain things that you need. Like everyone's tried to play Sweet Child of Mine and Paradise City. And
I love that. And there's something so sexy about a guy that can play a guitar, especially the electric guitar. Like acoustic, yeah, that's cool. Campfire, like Kumbaya, you know, and stuff. Yeah. But like when you can play the electric guitar, oh my gosh.
You know what? I agreed. Like, it's so cool, the power of it. But like when you listen to like, no, it's not my favorite song. And sometimes I think I'm overplayed on Guns N' Roses. But when you hear the opening riff of like Welcome to the Jungle, obviously you think of Axl Rose's famous howl, right, which I think is impressive.
I love it.
I love it. And that's not, is it impressive from a technical standpoint or is it just cool?
Yeah. Well, I think he sounds really good doing it. And it's really hard to be like screamo or like to scream in like stuff like that and keep your voice safe.
Yeah.
That's a hard thing. And I feel like he does it so well.
He does it really well. And Slash on that, just the guitar part on Welcome to the Jungle is insane. When you're talking about like electric guitar, like it's just cool.
And oh, I agree.
Certain bands just get lucky where, like, the guitar player is super good and the singer. I mean, like, it's kind of hard to think of a guitar player of a band that's just as famous as the lead singer. It's like, Axl Rose and Slash are, like, equally as famous, I think.
I agree.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Or then you have Travis Barker, who is
a drummer.
Fantastic drummer.
Yeah. What band do you go, like, oh, the drummer is just as famous? I think... Well, because honestly, I have to say, because going back to Blink, because we just got on a sidetrack, I think Travis Barker is like the talent of the band.
Oh, 100%. He's so good. The other
one's just cool. Like, Travis Barker's actually talented.
And in that one song, One More Time, and he actually like sings in it. Yeah. I love Travis Barker's voice. I feel like he is so good also. And he should actually sing a little more than that.
Blink 182 is just, I don't know, but there's something about Tom that is, he's just cool. Do you think, I mean, I know you like his music, but do you think he's cool?
Well, he's skater-esque, surfer, like, yeah, he's, yeah. That's him. Like, yeah. That's what I like.
Do you think it adds?
Or that's what I liked, I guess I should say, because like nowadays I don't, you know, I still dress like that, but but I'm not like, my friends aren't that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So yeah.
Don't you think that kind of adds to it?
Yes. Like, that makes him more attractive.
Maybe whether it's attractive or whether it's just coolness, because imagine if Blink 182's music sounded exactly the same, but you had Tom, who was a real stifler, and he's just like, hey guys, and maybe dressed the way Bob Dylan dressed, or a little differently, right? And just, but it's like, I think just the same way, like, I think Robert Plant's cool. It's like, damn, how he carries himself. So I think Tom is everything wrapped up into one. Does he have a kind of a shitty singing voice? Yeah. But is it cool? Yes. Is he cool? Yes. Is he funny? Yes. Does he have cool style? Yeah. For if you like that California vibe. So all of that wrapped up kind of adds to his coolness, I think.
Oh, yeah. Like back in the day, like it was all like he had piercings. Like if we're talking about Tom.
Yeah.
Like he had piercings. He has tattoos. Like I was... Like, I obviously don't have tattoos. I obviously would never get a tattoo just because it's permanent.
Are they?
They are.
Damn it.
But, like, the piercings, I was big into piercings. Like, I had, like, my tongue done, my belly button done. Like, I had,
did?
I did, you know. I've had my tongue done five times. And the last time I had it done was probably, like, I would say probably, like, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's been a minute, but like, would I do it again? If somebody came to me and said, I'm not judging you, like, you're cool, and I didn't look retarded at church, I'd probably do it again. And I probably have a nose ring, but like, that piercings were cool to me because you could take them out.
Yes. Yeah. I remember when I was young, I thought gauges were cool, and then I ended up getting gauges, and I had to get them sewn up.
That's crazy. Did that hurt?
Yeah, I mean, they do a pretty good job numbing them and all that stuff. So, but it was just, they looked like, they looked absolutely terrible for a few weeks because they had to make another hole around it. So they had to essentially make the hole bigger and then they sewed it up. They basically And then, like, it just looked like a Frankenstein for, like...
So, how big were your gauges? Like, were they really big? Do you have a picture? Because this is, like, amazing to me. Like, I wanted gauges. I wanted small gauges for, like, the longest time. This was probably when I was, like, in my Blink-182 phase, like, 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Obviously not now.
They were not, like, huge, but they're, I mean, definitely a finger, my index finger could go through them.
Oh, that's a good size, though.
They were probably bigger than that. I can't remember the sizes or anything, but they were big enough. I remember the zero. I couldn't remember if it was a zero or a double zero. When they would always tell people, like, okay, once you hit this, they won't grow back naturally. And then I went a few past that.
Oh, okay. I have to see a picture. We have to post a picture on our Instagram.
I have a picture deep in my Instagram archive.
Oh my gosh, we have to find that because I want to see you with gauges. I want to see, like, I have one picture I know of my tongue ring.
Yeah.
But I only think I have that one picture and I cracked a tooth with it. Yeah. I remember going to the dentist. He's like, okay, how'd you crack your tooth? I was like, on my tongue ring. I stuck my tongue out of them. Oh. Yeah.
That's probably terrible. It's because everyone had metal, like the metal tongue.
Right, right.
And everyone's just messing with it.
Right.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Like, I feel like the 90s and the 2000s, tattoos and piercings were cool. But, and then, I don't know, I guess ever since then it has been. Because if you look at, like, 70s and 80s, I think only bad people had tattoos. You were in the, like badasses. What I mean by that is, like, badasses. Like, military people and, like, sailors and criminals.
Yeah, I think it's more, like...
I remember the first time my English teacher, when I was growing up... My English teacher got a tattoo on, like, her forearm or something. I go, what the f-? I go, you're a teacher. Like, what are you doing with the tattoo?
Like, you're not supposed to have that. Yeah. Bad influence.
Like, you're not cool. But now everybody has tattoos.
Well, you have tattoos all over. How many tattoos do you have?
Oh, I don't know.
At least 100. Well, he has sleeves. Well, sort of. That one's sort of a sleeve.
Yeah.
Got to fill it in.
Yeah, but I'm not cool. So it's like, you don't have to be cool anymore to have the back in the day, 40 years ago, if you ever had a tattoo. Damn.
Do you have back tattoos?
I don't, but I want to get one down my spine.
I remember you saying that. Do you have like chest tattoos?
I do.
How many?
Well, it's just one. It's like a...
Oh, it's just one. Oh, I think I knew that.
And then I have a rib, my side tattoo, and then I have a Led Zeppelin tattoo under my...
You have a Led Zeppelin tattoo?
Well, it's a song. It's called Bron Yar.
Is it ridiculously stupid?
I love it. It's just a 2-minute acoustic. So it's not singing. It's just an acoustic.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. But it's a Welsh. I think it means like golden breast or something.
And you got that where?
Below my golden breast. But it's the most beautiful acoustic. Like, I remember when I heard it, I was like, when people die, just wherever, like the process of going from this to wherever we go next, you're going to hear that song when you're going through the vessel back into, like, when you go to heaven. It's going to be like Bron Yar, that song.
Do you have leg tattoos?
Yeah.
Do you have feet? You do have a foot.
Top of my feet tattooed, yeah.
Are you just going to do your whole body?
Well, I'm going to do my eyelids.
You are not doing your face. No face tattoos.
I don't know. I'm kind of over the, like, sometimes I get wild hair up my ass and I go, that'd be kind of cool to get this tattooed or whatever. But, like, I don't care about it as much now.
You can't say wild hair up my ass to an OCD person because I have a full visual of that.
Is that the expression?
You said wild hair up my ass. Yes.
Is that the actual expression?
I think so.
You know what's funny is I sometimes get the expressions wrong. I'm like...
No, I think that was correct. No, well, I don't know up the ass, though, part.
I think it is. I don't know.
I think some people just say, I get a wild hair.
I get a wild hair up my toe. My goot.
Don't. Golly. I hear that word probably like 20 times from you.
Goot. Yeah, I don't know. Music. Yeah, I didn't intend for this episode to be all about music, but I'm here for it.
No, I love it. And I love that even though you are tone deaf, you are a good guitarist.
I don't know about good.
No, you're good.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm no Jimi Hendrix or Jimmy Page or Eddie Van Halen.
But you can be.
I can be.
You can be the next Jet Mullins.
I can be the next Jet Wade Mullins, huh? should I get a blouse?
No. No.
Throw my hair out?
No.
No?
No. He had long hair. And can I just say, when he cut it, It looked so good. And I'm like, you looked so good. Oh, me. You. And you hated it for the first how many days?
Well, it was a shock. It was a
going to the mirror and looking in the mirror.
Like, what did I do? What did I do? Like I'm going to magically have it grow back every time I look. I'm like, what did I do?
But now, what do you think?
Well, I like it better. But I like long hair. Like, I like, I don't look like Robert Plant, but like.
Because your icons have long hair.
Well, I think the people that look good in long hair look good in long hair. And I don't look good with long hair. Like, when I see.
I'm going to remind you of this episode next time you're like, I want to grow my hair out.
Yeah. Well, I look at like Brad Pitt or like Johnny, and that's bad because they're extremely handsome men. But like, I see Johnny Depp with long hair and I go, his hair looks freaking awesome. But Johnny Depp could wear a bag over his head and look good.
It's true.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, this was fun.
You know what? It ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're...
I'm not going to do it.
...looking for.
We'll practice again, and then maybe one day we'll do a little impromptu.
We should, yeah. And then we covered it a few times yesterday.
Yeah, we did. It was good. Anyways, it's been fun. Thanks for playing.
It's been real, and it's been nice, but it hasn't been real. I'm just kidding. It's been...
All right. Bye.
Bye.